Why do they call it Ovaltine? The mug is round. The jar is round. They should call it Roundtine.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold!
Can Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
There we go. It does say we're live on there.
Oh, we're live.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome everybody to the 100th episode of Land Grant University presents Beers with the Brewers. I'm Adam, one of the owners here at Land Grant. We also are on Instagram Live, so hello to everyone out there listening in. We tried doing that a couple weeks ago and could not get it to work. So hopefully it's working out there.
Hello, Da Fishy Mon.
Oh.
I think we're
hey,
on
Vinny, aren't you supposed to be working in the office? That's the Fishy Mon. So with me this week, we got a full room, one open chair. So if someone's listening and wants to ask a question or something, we got Mark Richards on the main controls.
Yo, what's up?
Brewer Chris Helderman and Brewer Justin Reich.
Hello.
And Kayla Chandler back.
Hello.
Well, Keys on the road. This seat was saved for him, but he's coming back from a ski trip in Michigan, so we might be calling him in a bit later. So
we did pour him a beer, though.
I think so, I'm blocking Mark on the feed here.
That's all right.
Do you want to move over, Mark? You might be in there.
There you go.
You got to lean your head.
Lean it back. So this week on the 100th episode, we are talking about a beer Justin brewed here, and it is called Roundtine.
Woo!
And
why didn't you call it Ovaltine?
I don't know. I think you'll have to listen to the whole podcast to figure out the answer to that.
Ooh, well, teaser. You know, the glass is round and the keg is round, so just call it Roundtine.
Or maybe you only needed to listen to that
just
10
that little
second.
So, yeah, Roundtine is a chocolate milk stout on tap now at the tap room. We tapped this yesterday or a couple days ago. We're calling this a roasty, malty, chocolatey, and smooth beer. Suggested food pairings. What do you got, Mark?
On tacos this week, we got a Choco Taco.
That'd be delicious with this. And, you know, keeping with the theme here, if I was to get a chili, I might want to order a...
medium turkey chili?
A medium turkey chili. So we might throw in, we brought the soundboard back for the 100th episode. Might be some Seinfeld references throughout the podcast or some of our other favorites from back in the day. So
nothing for you.
There you go. I don't know. What do you guys think about this beer so far?
This is going to sound weird first, but it reminds me of middle school because I used to drink a Yoo-Hoo about once a week with some grandma's cookies, and you could, this reminds me of a Yoo-Hoo, and I kind of want some grandma's cookies to go with it.
Right. I think, you know, usually at this point, Walt gives the updates on the events, but, you know, I think he might have had some weather coming down from Michigan, so maybe a little quick update from Walt.
It's ugly out there.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it is too.
So
this is going to be such a rough podcast. I can tell already.
Events coming up. So Mondays in the tap room, still got Euchre. It's been full all session, right, Mark?
Totally full, and keep coming out. You might get a chance to get in.
Some weeks, I think, what's three or four teams have gotten in?
That's right. Yeah, last week, though, everybody turned out, but it's hard to make 11 weeks, so somebody's going to miss eventually if they don't have a sub. Try to get in, and the worst that can happen to you is you get a couple good round teens in you and maybe a moon racer and
or a peak.
Some pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
So sponsored by Cafe Napolitana this year.
All right, and then if you can't make it down on Mondays, come down on Tuesdays. We just added trivia a couple weeks back. I played it last night for the first time. It was a lot of fun. Our team got, I think it was fourth place. So
not going to cut it.
You didn't win?
No, we second-guessed ourselves on a couple questions and had the right answer and then changed it right before submitting. So what is the smallest country in the world? Go.
Haiti?
No.
Oh, it's Liechtenstein.
No.
No. Oh, no, it's the Vatican.
Vatican City. There you go.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Oh, I wouldn't think it would be a country. It would be a city.
Yeah.
It is a country within a city.
Indeed.
Mm.
Sounds like a district.
There you go. So yeah, a lot of fun that goes on at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, 7 to 8:30. Kayla, anything else? We didn't have anything else written down for events, but you got anything else to highlight from an event standpoint? Or
yeah, this Sunday, it's February 2nd, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are opening early. T-Bone from 97.1 The Fan is hosting a English Premier League soccer viewing party.
Ooh.
We're doing a special Bloody Mary with Ray Ray's that morning while supplies last. And, of course, the Super Bowl. So there's a good opportunity for you to come pick up some of the specials that Ray Ray's is offering. I know they're doing a wing special. They have their meat sweats box, which is perfect for sharing. And then, of course, we offer kegs and mixed six-packs cases.
Yeah, pick up a growler round teen probably. But we didn't can round teen. So if you do want some round teen, you're going to have to come down or just drink a round teen while you wait for your Ray Rays to be ready for your carry out order if you're not going to stick around. But
I'm surprised we didn't can it. Cans are round.
Yeah, that's for the future, Mark.
All right.
They're more cylindrical.
Anything else, Kayla, going on?
Yeah, next Thursday we're offering a deep search flight. You can get a flight of five deep search variants for $25. We have these really cool deep search enamel pens that we just got in.
They are really cool.
And you can get all of that for $25. If you just want the pens, it's $15.
What are the variants? Does anyone know, Justin?
I think we do
no
know.
No idea.
It's,
are we not allowed to talk about it?
No, sure. We should.
No, we're doing... we have a list of them out here in front of me. Look at that. How convenient. So we have this year's Deep Search, which just came out a couple weeks ago. We're going to do the Bourbon Barrel Age Deep Search, which we actually just kegged out a couple days ago, which was super exciting. We've got last year's Vintage Bourbon Barrel Age Deep Search. And then we've got a coffee barrel-aged variant that we use coffee from our friends over at Stoff's. And then Almond Joy barrel-aged deep search, which is brewed with chocolate, coconut, and almond that I will most likely be toasting in my kitchen tomorrow.
Ah, that's going to smell great.
It's going to smell great. It's going to be a long morning, but it'll be worth it.
Bit of a teaser, all you romantics out there. You might get to try another variant a little later in the month.
Oh,
maybe.
Just give it to the people who listen to the podcast. Give it. You don't have to tease that. Give them the special treat.
Special treat is it's a raspberry deep bourbon barrel age deep surge.
That sounds
and
delicious.
Vanilla. Oh, raspberry
and,
vanilla.
Yeah, raspberry vanilla.
Wow. It's like
you're
base,
not going to believe
it. Is it
going to
be called Bay Search?
Mm. Bay, ooh, look at that.
It's like the Old Bay.
Old Bay?
Old Bay.
Like
the seasoning?
The seasoning, yeah.
There you go.
There is no other seasoning in my cabinet, just Old Bay.
Luxury brand.
Yep. Hmm.
Oh.
I just want to point out that...
The delay?
Since we're live, there are currently 9 people...
Hey!
...joining. I think that there may be 3 Brawnings watching this live feed right now.
I could see that.
Like he's here. Got Jordan in the... That's Jordan's laugh. I pulled that off of the Beers with the Bartenders episode, which we had a request from, I think it was Jake and Jordan. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
To do another one?
Do a Beers with the Bartender. So we'll have to bring that back. But yeah, I was trying to use the wide-angle lens so we could get the whole room, but Instagram doesn't want me to do that, so...
It's an insta fail.
You get my head, Mark. You can if you moved over to you can be the head of the table.
I'm just gonna say I feel like I'm prominently displayed in the middle of this picture. So sorry for everyone watching at home
that
you have
good.
To see this.
Huh. Oh, that looks good.
There it was.
Yeah.
No, I got a face. Is that me? Face for radio. So it's probably best you see Justin instead of me.
Well, you know, enough about events and us talking about our podcast as we're podcasting. Tell us about the beer here, Justin.
Ooh, I get to talk about it?
Sure.
That's exciting. So let's just start off with the stats first. So it is about 5.5 or 5.48% alcohol, how we have it listed on the sheet. About 23 IBUs, so it's going to come in a little super balanced. The only hop that we use in this is Old American Grown Goldings. We've got our silo malt, malted oats that we actually double milled, so it's giving it a little bit more body. Then we also have 120 Lovabond caramel malt, chocolate rye, pale chocolate malt, lactose, and then a fun ingredient that I like to play around with in the back every now and then. It's a pure liquid cacao called Cholaca. Super tasty. So that's where it gets its very, very chocolatey taste to it.
I'm pretty sure it's just Yoo-hoo. It's like 5 gallons of Yoo-hoo.
It looks like Yoo-hoo, but it's unsweetened. Super, super chocolatey. You're going to get a little bit of like roasty coffee notes up front. There's almost like a little hint of dark fruit, like a black cherry or something like that, that you're getting from that caramel malt, but it's not too much. But then it just kind of goes right into this super milk chocolate finish. It just tastes like candy, pretty much.
Yeah, it's very the finish on it. It's almost like a malted milk ball, like a Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
Very smooth, clean finish.
Jackie Kimball says that she needs it.
She needs
it. Come on down, Jackie.
Come on in.
Is she on the Instagrams?
Just looking right there. You can have someone else join your live. We might be able to get Walt on the overall live feed. But
I just tried to get on. Yeah.
Just move your chair a little bit over to the head of the table, and you'd be perfectly in the shot.
Oh,
there you go. So, dark brown appearance. Definitely, I would say, is this... would you call this hazy for all those folks over there, out there?
I don't think I would call it hazy at all. That's the cool thing about the Cholaca. Instead of using like a cocoa powder, it drops out completely.
You
get all the flavor of it, but you don't end up with that like kind of chalky look to it.
Yeah. All the flavor, none of the mess.
You know what Jiro always says?
Hazy is crazy.
Yep. So.
Got him.
Anyway,
such an infectious laugh.
Yeah, I really dig this beer. I think this turned out fantastic. It's, I think we're what, 10 minutes in, maybe a little longer. I don't know where your count is, Mark, but I probably could have finished this already. Let's see, Justin, yours
I'm
is
close.
Yours
I'm having is to low. Nurse mine because I don't like it.
You want a beer
I
for the whole
more.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that that gets us to one point and, question that we have for everyone here.
Mm. How crushable is it?
How crushable is it?
Where did that sound bite come from?
This here. Tap room.
Did we made that?
Yeah, we gang chanted it.
Here that day?
Grabbed a bunch of people from the tap room.
Like it was a Saturday night and
customers
the entire
and
no, I'm just kidding.
We got a whole beer garden.
Just
ask
the question. Yeah,
yeah. Just customers and employees. Anybody wants to get in here and yell? That was it.
Yep,
that's
what we did.
Pro tip.
So, how crushable is it?
Oh, I'm not starting.
Kayla.
That's too much pressure.
I refuse to start.
Oh,
six.
Kayla, going six crusher. All right. 5.48.
Who went six?
Chris over here.
So, I will say, I have not had, tried to have a second or third one of these. With it being such rich flavor, that could get in the way. But at this point, I don't see that happening.
Well, that's why you get that medium turkey chili in there to kind of just change up the flavor profile in your mouth a little bit so you don't get fatigued of the chocolate.
It's true.
Kayla, you're safe to answer now. I don't think
six.
You can.
Yeah. Six crusher. Wow, two sixes.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Kayla doesn't want to go first because she doesn't want anybody to think she's a lush if she overestimates.
Well, I think
it's 5.5 too. I mean, it's not like the 9.5 beer you're.
And you shamed me quite a bit.
That's not true.
Well, I do have to say, you know, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, we're talking about crushability. You know, you are in a place that you either have an Uber or Lyft. You are crushing responsibly. So
that's right.
And the idea is, you know, you're watching the Super Bowl. Let's say we canned this. you know, that's a 4-hour game, 6-hour game. I don't know, probably 6-hour game.
With ads, maybe with 8.
That, yeah, so
it's like 14, yeah, probably. Yeah.
During that session, could you finish the 6-pack based on drinkability, but also taking that responsibly? We always do take the ABV, and I think, as we said, 5.48%. That's pretty low. 6-crusher.
Yeah.
So, Mark,
I'd probably go 3 on this. 3. I think I'd want to mix it up, get a moon racer, Pilsner in the middle of these. But yeah, my brother will love this beer. He loves chocolate beers. It's pretty drinkable for being something that you could think, oh, that's going to be really sweet and too much. But it's actually not. Kind of reminds me of Young's Double Chocolate Stout from back in the day.
Which you can still find at grocery stores.
Grocery stores everywhere.
It's generally 8 months old sitting on the shelf.
Well, Justin?
I'm going to do the copy mark technique like I did last time, and I'm also going to go with 3.
Look at that. Drinking buddies.
We'll split a 6-pack together.
I think this is almost like an Untappd rating type deal, because could you drink 6 of these? I think it starts out, it feels like almost like there's a thin body there, and then it builds as you drink through the beer. And as chocolatey it is, that malty finish kind of cleanses it a little bit. So I could be argued into a higher crushability, but I think I'd go a 4. I think I could easily have 4 with that, because I could see getting chocolate fatigue from that and wanting a peak lager.
You're going to end up like that kid from Willy Wonka taking a dip in the chocolate river.
Augustus.
Yeah,
just like that. So, was that a sound bite?
It is now.
That wasn't on the soundboard. So, yeah. So, Mark, you got that math.
No, I'm not doing math. You're the one with the abacus down there. What did Kayla cash in at?
6 plus 6 plus 6.
You're 6?
You did 6 out of
4.
Girl don't play.
Equals 22, and there are 5 of us here.
It's a 4-2?
Oh, hey.
Yeah. 4.4.
Is that 4. Jordan 4. That just asked that question?
No. That's Jeremy.
We got to round down to a 4 because Walt won't be having that when it hits the website.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't figured out that as much. So, all right. I do have a question here. Let's say you're down here at the Tap Room, 424 West Town Street. You're here Thursday through Sunday. Maybe you're waiting for your Ray Rays to go. Maybe you want a little bite of Ray Rays while you're enjoying it around teen. What would you guys have from Ray Rays?
So I have two meals, and by meals I mean half meals that I normally get here. If I'm going to go, I normally get fries and hot link chopped up. And then if I'm staying here, I normally get fries and some brisket thrown on top of that. And I think I'd go fries with some brisket. I think you're going to need that. I don't know. I think the brisket's going to pair well with all that chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I would go with a side of beans.
Beans?
Yep.
Beans.
That's what I was going to say.
Beans would be good.
It's a good call.
I think we're doing baby backs. We're going to do the sweet sauce.
Okay.
And a side of beans. Okay. Just because you're already breaking your New Year's resolution, why
there
not?
There are no New Year's resolutions.
Just jump all in.
The gyms are empty already. They emptied out January 25th. Nobody's going to the gym on...
That's what... Was it California Fitness that hooks you in with the pizza on, like, Fridays? They're probably still busy.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's Planet Fitness?
I think so.
It's the only way to get you to keep going to the gym.
Who knows?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I don't go to gyms.
We've got some feedback from a listener.
Feedback?
What's feedback say?
614 Beer Cats recommends brisket, fries, and greens.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking I might want some coleslaw with this. The creaminess of the coleslaw might go. So I'm going to go with the, you know what? What about a, you got the Hajir special, which is the chicken with the coleslaw on top of fries.
That's a 100% true story. That's a really good special.
You got the Vinny special, which is the Carolina chopped pork with the coleslaw on top of fries.
That is debatable. That's a 50% accuracy because he stole that from Chris I'm the one that's going to make it's all about
marketing. It is
the Vinny special.
I mean, Hydrox came out before Oreo, but no one's caring about Hydrox. It's how you market it.
No one cares.
So, anyway.
I'm just trying to tell the truth.
What if we throw some brisket in there? And on the fries with some coleslaw. I mean, that sounds sacrilegious. At that point,
why aren't we just doing a meat sweats box with this?
You're already halfway there. Oh, Vinny, are you here? Are you here to defend yourself?
Oh, Vinny, we got a beer for you here, too.
Adam, turn that mic on.
Okay.
I want to settle this argument right here now.
A little bit of a debate here.
I will say, I do not have an Instagram, but seeing that there's an Instagram handle called 614 Beer Cats, I think... That is almost enough to sway me to get one.
There you go.
Those of you on Instagram Live can't see Vinny, but poke your head around Adam's head.
Yeah, just go move your head in the center of the table there.
Just stand right in front.
Whoa, coming in hot, buddy.
I can't
buddy,
do that.
You're aggressive.
Let's just settle the debate over the special once for all.
I'm ready for this.
It's Hajir's recipe.
No, Hajir's.
And I ordered it a couple times, and then they just started calling it the Vinny Special.
Hajir's is a chicken. You're not chicken.
No, that's... Yeah, I am.
So now you're sandbagging on Hajir's special, too.
No, I literally just ordered it.
I thought you were the brisket.
Carolina. Oh, no, it's Carolina chopped pork.
Carolina chopped pork. That's
Carolina
right.
Chopped
that's,
pork.
Not, that's not me.
Hmm. You're all leaving right. already?
Vinny's leaving.
Bye, Vinny.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Vincent Valentino.
Let's get Walt on the line.
Oh, yeah. Colin Walt now.
Oh boy! All right, yeah, no, we do want to give a shout out to, I believe it was I Hate Jake and Zach
from Grove City. Is that correct?
I'm not entirely sure.
I think that's what he said.
That's what he said. He said from Grove City.
So he posted a misconnection. It's a good read. It's very hilarious.
Read.
So you can go to the Columbus subreddit. That's reddit.com/r/Columbus. And you can search. Reddit search is much better than it used to be. But search for misconnection. It's an ode to the lock pick guy by I Hate Jake and Zach. And talks about every morning before 7:30, our paths meet, I'll invariably be listening to the Land Grant podcast ramble on about yet another crushable IPA. When I see you in your big boxy van, it goes on and on. This week, we're talking about a nice, smooth, creamy chocolate milk stout. Shout out to I Hate Jake and Zach. You didn't ask a question directly to us, but come on down to the Land Grant tap room, and we'll hook you up with a T-shirt for being a loyal listener. We'll have to figure out some sort of a proof. Gonna have a lot of people coming down, so yeah. I think we got Walt Keyes here on the line. If Mark knows how
we
to
did.
Use
it's kind of weird.
Here,
we lost him.
Okay, groomer.
Well, it went to my laptop.
No, that's where you want it. You want it to go to your laptop.
Get out of here.
Yeah, because then you put the mic right on the speaker on the laptop.
All right.
This reminds me of like any course.
He's calling
in
back in
college where you're just sitting there waiting for the teacher to figure out how to use the
projector. Wait a second! I don't know how to use the overhead.
Are you back?
Hello, it's me, Walt Keyes.
There's a spot on.
We got him.
Was that a Muppet?
No, that's how he sounds.
All right, Walt, we got you.
Okay, I can hear you, but I can't hear anyone else.
Yeah, there we go. There's Walt Keyes.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to hear anybody but me.
Walt Keyes in the phone.
All right, well then you say whatever I need to hear.
Hi, Walt.
Tell him he's on Instagram Live, too.
Yeah, you're also on Instagram Live.
Oh, Instagram Live, huh? Cool.
This guy thinks we're going to edit it out.
100th episode, right?
100th episode.
Walt, tell everybody where you are.
He can't hear you.
Where are you, Walt?
I can hear you. No one's saying anything. I can't hear it. Tell if you can hear me or not.
Yeah, it's hard because we really can't get you in with everyone.
You want me to just start talking?
Well, Mark's not doing his job in relaying information. That's the real problem.
Well, go for it. It's a game of telephone, literally. But, Walt, how's it going up there? What kind of beers did you drink in Michigan? Just give us all the deets right now. We're going to turn it over to you.
All right. I'm currently driving through Findlay, Ohio, Flag City, USA.
Love Findlay.
Hey, home of Ben Roethlisberger.
And on my way back from northern Michigan, I had some good beer up there, notably the Weezing the Juice, which is a nice IPA from, I think, like Grand Armory Brewing, I think is the name of it. It was very good.
So dank.
Yeah. It's the 100th episode, right?
That's right.
So thanks for making it down for it, Walt.
You got a question from a listener? Question from Walt?
Yeah, because I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. And
I don't even think Walt listens to this podcast.
He listens while it's recorded.
My question is that of the first 100 episodes of Beards with the Brewers, which episode was your favorite?
Oh, God.
I'll go first.
Okay.
My favorite episode was when we had General Farrar on to talk about Four Pillars, our beer we do with this memorial. And I think I'll hang up and listen to the answer.
All right.
Good to hear you, Walt.
Are you driving right now?
I'm driving, yeah.
Oh, boy.
One hand on a wheel, yeah. One on a phone. I like this. Are you at least Bluetooth in?
I'm at about 7 o'clock on the wheel, and I'm talking on like a old-fashioned telephone.
That's awesome.
Car phone? He's on a car phone, folks.
The kids are being quiet in the back, and I don't want to disturb that.
Well, make them loud. Tell Margo and Junebug I said what's up.
Yeah, we'll do. All right, I'll see you guys. See you guys tomorrow.
All right, safe travels, Wally.
Safe travels.
Congratulations on 100 episodes.
No, that's nice.
Congratulations to you. Yeah. Cheers.
Thanks for repping. That's what we say.
Yeah. Thanks, Walt. There we go. Walt Keyes. So,
all right, Walt to
favorite
Keyes.
Episode? Is that the question? Adam, you go. I think that's more directed at...
I don't necessarily...
I'd have to look at the list.
I'd have to go back. I think I used to do some of the editing on the episodes. I think the second Quadrahopic, it was fun because essentially Quadrahopic has the same base beer and we change up the hops. And to hear same alcohol... To hear the change, the drastic change in the crushability, we did a little jump back in history. I think to kind of give everyone who might have came in at episode 70 or so, this started as kind of an internal training tool here, where we would used to sit around in the room and the brewers would talk about. We'd all drink, salespeople, everyone else drink the beers and talk about it. And what ended up happening is salespeople should be at accounts and driving around town, so it was harder for them to get to the brewery to hear all that information. So we, let's put a podcast together, and then we realized, well, maybe other people would be interested in learning about the beer, and then also we could talk about other stuff going on at the brewery. So it's crazy, 100 episodes.
I feel like some of the first episodes were, for all I know, it could have been me, just going, well... The ABV on this beer is 5.48. We use these hops, this malt. This is the flavors you should be getting out of it. And it was very dry. And I'm glad that we kind of revamped it. And we talked about more things, more jokes going on.
There's a lot more reading. I think there was like almost a script when we... Because we've already tackled a lot of the history and a lot of the beers. So we don't... It would be fun to go back into that a lot. But a lot of that was just like... And this beer was founded in Europe in... Yep. 1924.
The history of IPAs.
Yeah. So
I remember one of the first podcasts that I was on. This was like early on. I was in the middle of talking about history, and I just look over, and everyone is on their phone, not paying attention. I'm just like, we look so bored right now talking about this. Why are we even doing it?
So kind of over here on my phone right now.
I noticed that afterward.
Yeah. But I'm looking through episodes. I'm trying to see
what your favorite is.
I think anytime we have a guest, I like to have a guest. I mean, we listen to ourselves every week. And
how about when Dan Eaton from Columbus Business First was on, and then you decided to forget to, you didn't plug it in?
Absolutely not my favorite episode. Or it got deleted. No fault to Dan Eaton. I'll bet it was great.
Then Walt played Dan Eaton in part two.
That's right.
That is the thing that happened.
I had a head cold that day. I came in only to record Beers with the Brewers, and I think in a... NyQuil-induced stupor. I just forgot to plug into the board, so everything was just recorded through the laptop internal microphone, which, fail. What do you do?
So what'd you do?
We recorded the podcast the next day, and Walt played Dan Eaton.
Walt's Dan impression?
It was spot on. It was uncanny.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I think one of the best episodes, too, from a guest was... David Babner from the M3S Sports.
Dude knows about racing. I'll tell you that.
That was a really good really good guest. And they have their own podcast now. So
shout out.
Check out M3S Sports Podcast. Kayla, what about you? What do you think?
I really like the Beers with the Bartenders episode.
Yep.
Yeah, that might be episode 101. We might want to look into that, get some bartenders down here. Might have to change up the time.
Yeah.
Get some folks down here.
It's where you learn about all those new beer names, like Irby, Suburby, which is still my favorite. Got my Son of a Mutter shirt on today, and Son of a Murderer very often ordered, so.
Son of a Mutter, why is it raining? You won anyway.
Look at that. I thought Walt was off this week. I don't even see him in the room.
It's from the Son of a Mutter episode.
I think my favorite is Quadrophobic. People scared of fours. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Who I can't remember the Facebook user's name. Maybe it was an Instagram user. But I just want to give them a shout out who referenced the fact that we could not be Oval Brewing Company.
Oh, that was Zach Hinkle, actually.
There you go.
Who's going to be, you might find him doing some tours.
Yeah. He makes his debut on February 6th, 3 o'clock.
Whoa.
There you go.
Tickets are going fast.
Tickets are going fast. And then a shout out to our friend from the College of Optometry that sent in the question, came to claim his shirt this week. So next week on Beers with the Brewers, I think we're going to be talking about Concentrate 201. Is that accurate?
That is a true story. Concentrate 201.
We might have to invite some bartenders on for that. If you are down at the tap room, grab yourself the experimental hazy. I think it's 120 is how it's listed. That is the
super super good.
Yeah, that's the pilot version of Concentrate. I think this is going to be my favorite version of Concentrate.
I would agree.
Little more hop kick to it, maybe.
Pretty good.
So, you know.
Yeah, for you vegetarians out there, I had one last night in a can with a cheese pizza.
That's a classic.
It's not even in a can yet.
That's a classic. That's a classic.
Not even in a can yet.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us here if you're on Instagram Live, all nine of you seven who stuck around. This is fun. We might have to try to do this again. 100 episodes. Maybe we'll have a clip show. But yeah, thanks. Come on down, get your Super Bowl, get your six packs, get your kegs, get your wings from Ray Ray's. Thanks, everyone. Cheers.
Yeah, peace out. J-Lo halftime.
Bye, everyone.
All right.
Loving Mark.
Loving Justin.
Easy because you're beautiful.
Justin, my drinking buddy. Three on a crushability and baked beans.
Last week, 90 people tuned in.